Well, good morning, or good afternoon, as it be. We trust that the Lord has blessed you this week and that you're walking close to the Lord, that the Word of God has been a center in your life. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless us now. And we're continuing with a series of studies on the family, the Christian home, throughout different areas of the Bible, but with different themes. Today, we'll be looking at the beginning of the Christian home. We'll call this the plan for joy and the plan for a happy home. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Father, that we can be able to have your instruction in how to have joy in our own lives and how to have a happy home for your honor and glory. We pray that thou wilt work, that any young people watching now would learn to walk close to Jesus and have a happy life. And then, Father, when you give us families, we pray that you would help us to live happily close to you in the families that you give us. And we'll thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We give these sermons in Spanish on Sunday morning at 10:30 in our church. And so we invite you to come to our church at 10:30 in the morning. It should be a lovely weekend. We've got to meet outside because of the rules and regulations of the state, but it's a great blessing when it's a beautiful morning like it should be tomorrow. And so we invite you to come with us. And if you can't make it, we give these same Bible studies in Spanish also online, since it's produced live stream when we preach it in church on Sunday morning. But we'd like to give a little bit of the study in English for those who prefer English, and perhaps you like to hear it in English and then later hear it in Spanish so that you can understand the Spanish better or learn Spanish. Or perhaps you're going to listen to it in Spanish and you understand Spanish better and you would like to hear it in English to learn a little bit of English. Or maybe some of the young people in your house would prefer English and some of the older ones would prefer Spanish, so you could listen to it in both languages and the whole family can be able to draw together that way. We're looking now at the family and joy. I'm going to try to put this in a way that young people who aren't married and families who don't have children have a good application for their Christian lives and prepare them for the future, where at the same time, it will help couples, marriages, parents, and children to have a happier family together also. This will take a number of weeks, but we're going to start here or continue with Genesis chapter 1. Last week, we talked about the 7 days of creation and how each day can be an illustration of Christian growth for us. The New Testament points that out, where at the same time, we can apply it to our families. Now today, I'm going to look at just 2 or 3 verses in Genesis chapter 1, and then next week, Lord willing, we'll talk about the purpose of the Christian home, and especially emphasize Genesis chapter 2 to see that. And then the week after, if things go as I would like, we'll talk about problems in the Christian home and how the Lord helps us to have a remedy for any problem that he allows. But first of all, before we see the purpose and before we see the problems, we're going to see this week the plan for God's Christian home, a plan for a happy life. I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly, Jesus said. And at the same time, he planned for us from the very beginning, because he said when God made all things, he said it was very good. He wanted us to have a good life and a good Christian home. So let's read again Genesis 1, the first 5 verses, though I'm going to emphasize mainly the first verse and a little bit on the third verse, where it says, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. So we find that God had to do everything. Without God, we have nothing. It's void. It's deep. It's darkness, it says here. But the Holy Spirit works in every heart and life to convince us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, it says in John. And so it is that the Spirit is moving on the hearts of men, the waters of humanity, we might say, to bring them to himself so that he can create in us a new spirit, a new heart, a new life, and he can recreate our homes that many times have become a disaster because of our sin. But God can create a happy home like he can create a happy life. And so it says here in verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. We need God's light to see how he can recreate us. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And then God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God created all things. We depend on God for anything that we have and anything that we would like to have or want to be. If we want happiness, God is our joy. He's got to create happiness in our hearts. If we want a happy home, we have to go to the Creator for his help and for his light. For God made the light, and we need his light. It says in Psalm 127, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We can try all we want to build a happy home or to have a happy life, and we can't do it in ourselves. Except the Lord do it for us, nothing can be done, because he created all things. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we're new creation in Christ Jesus. The old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. So we find that we've got to realize that if we want happiness, if we want a good home, if we want a happy life, we've got to go to him who creates it, him who gives it, to God himself. God determines then, since he made light, he gives us light. He determines what is necessary for the good progress of life and marriage. He knows what can make us truly happy. Sometimes people think, oh, I just need another bottle of liquor and that'll make me happy. I need another illicit drug and that'll make me happy. No, the fact is that it gives you just a momentary exhilaration, but everyone knows that that's not what really makes us happy. So many times we think the pleasures of this life are going to make me happy, but God says, no, what's going to make you happy is what I tell you will make you happy. Because I made you. I'm your creator. And I made you in a certain way to be happy. This week I had to have my car worked on, get an oil change. It needed a certain kind of oil. The engineers made that car to work with a certain kind of oil, certain kind of spark plug. God made us to work with the power of God, the Holy Spirit, walking with God. He made us to work in a certain way, and he knows how to have a happy marriage because he's the one, as we'll see now, who created marriage itself as he created man. He knows what problems we'll have, and he knows the remedy for those problems. We can ask our neighbor, we can ask our in-laws, we can ask our friends, our brothers and sisters, but only God really has the answers. And if they've studied the Bible and seen what God says, perhaps they can communicate that to us, what God's plan for a happy life and a happy marriage is. But they've got to know just what God said, because God's the one who tells us, because he made the light. He is the light. He knows the remedy for our problems, and he has the only power to solve our problems, because he is the remedy for our problems. We must be in Christ. Now, that's something that's hard to understand. I don't completely, never will completely understand it till we get to heaven. But like a baby is in the mother's womb, and all of the mother's blood and all the mother's life goes through that little creature in her womb and gives him life, he depends on her. He is in her. She is in him, with her blood flowing in his veins that are developing. And that's the way we are in Christ. We rest in him, and he gives us our sustainment. He is in us through his word, and we are in him. It's a deep thing that we don't understand, but that's the key, is God, Christ himself, because he determines what's necessary for our good and happiness, and he is our good and our happiness. He is necessary. We must have a relationship with him. To get the light of how to have that kind of a life, we have to go to Christ. And that means, first of all, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, John 1:12 says. We've got to, like a husband receives his wife, we've got to receive Christ and say, I receive you to be my Lord and Savior of my life. I want to serve you, live for you. Please forgive my heart, forgive my sin, and save me, change me so I can live for you. So first of all, we've got to receive Christ, be saved, ask him to come in and be the Lord and ruler of our lives. We have to find his plan for our life. And then once we know what he plans, we need his help to be able to do what we need to. He is our light, and he is our helper. He's our stay, our rock of righteousness, the Bible says. And so we find that we need his plan and his help, and then we do whatever he guides us to do, whatever he commands us to do, to have that abundant life, and so that we can have a happy home. How many people don't want to go to church? They don't read their Bibles like they should. They don't work together for Jesus like they should. They think, well, if I go on a vacation with my family and we have good food and we do this, that, and the other thing, that's going to make us happy. Well, those might all be a little part of family life, but the fact is that we've got to say, God, what do you want me to do that will truly make my family happy? I know that I think this and that, and my neighbors say this and that, but what do you say, Lord, that should make me happy? Because you have the light. You created the light. You are the light. So to get that light, I come to you. I receive Christ first. I give my heart and life to you second. And then I follow you as you lead me in your light. I seek in your word the light of what is right. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And now, Lord, give me the light. We need wisdom, wisdom to have a happy marriage, wisdom to live happily and to get along with our friends and neighbors. We need his strength besides his wisdom to be able to be happy and to raise the happy family God wants. His light means his knowledge or his wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 says, if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men abundantly or liberally. John 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. In James 1:13, it says that people try to find their own way of living. And it says, a wise man and endued with knowledge, who is he among you? Let him show of good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. But if you have bitter envying, strife in your hearts, glory not. You're going to do a lie. Don't lie against the truth. You can't have it the way that the world says, with strife and bitter envying. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. So God says, the way of the world is not the way of wisdom. The way of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, what God says to do. Only from him comes the way to be happy and the way to have a happy life. Again, in James 1:17, I think this is actually James 3:17, the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Do you want that wisdom that gives peace and joy and happiness? Then it comes with purity. It comes with God's way of being gentle with each other and God helping us to be gentle and kind. His way is best. It says in James 1, 19 and 20, verse that I quote many times because I've failed and faltered in that so many times. It says that the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. We think the way to have a happy home is demand and have our anger make the children obey, and then we'll be happy in our home with a quiet home. And my wrath does not work God's righteousness. I've got to find the peaceable fruit of righteousness, God's way of doing things, depending on God's power, because he's the creator. He can give me the power, and he's the light. He can give me the guidance and wisdom to do that. You know, many only want to escape unhappy homes, and that's why they get married. Many believe that marriage, or if they're already married, they think a different marriage to a different person is the remedy for our unhappiness. They think that if they could get married or married to a different person, then everything would go well. But a lot of times the problem, always the problem, like we said the other week, comes from our own sinfulness. And a lot of times people aren't truly Christians. They're not really truly saved, even though they say they are. And they're not really following Jesus with all their heart, serving Jesus. They're not studying the Bible to see what Jesus wants them to do to have a happy life or a happy home. And so they think, well, if I marry someone else, it doesn't matter. If they're not following Jesus, if they don't have God's light and God's power to live a happy Christian life. But the fact of the matter is, as soon as we get married, without God's power in our life, because we're not saved, without God's light in our life, and we marry someone who's not following the Lord, and they don't have God's power to be patient, power to be loving, power to be joyful in the midst of tribulation, they don't have a true Christian life, they're not dedicated to Jesus, and don't have his wisdom and light, then we're just asking for trouble. First of all, we have to be right with God. Then we have to look for a friend and a mate who's right with God. Young people many times will try to say, well, I need friends, and that's going to make me happy. But if they're bad friends, they think that doesn't matter, but it does. First of all, they've got to learn the lessons we're going to teach right now, that your happiness does not come from friends, from family, from marriage. Your happiness can only come from your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we find a lot say, but if I could just get out of this marriage, or if I could get out of this home with these bad parents that I have who are so mean, and I could get into a marriage, then I would be happy. It doesn't matter if that person's not saved. It doesn't matter if I'm not really living for God. But then they get married, they start having problems, and then they realize after they suffer, apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus said. And they find out it's true. I can't do anything to have a truly happy marriage apart from Jesus and his help. The fact of the matter is, he's got to be the one who helps me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Then what is God's plan for a happy marriage? Well, I'm going to start, like we've already been talking, with the spiritual aspects, because that's the basis, the foundation that we find here. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. I repeat that. God created all of our joy, all of our happiness, all of our life. And so we find all of our joy in him, who's the creator. He's all in all. And so we find in Christ our joy. We find in Christ, in a relationship with Christ, our happiness. The beginning of a happy life in marriage is a happy life with Jesus. To give our hearts and lives to Jesus. God alone provides all of our joy, all of our wisdom, and all the strength to do what we need to do in order to have that joy and wisdom. It comes only from Him, and it comes through a close relationship with Him. He knows what is best for us, and He wants to give us what is best for us. He made all things good, and at the end of Genesis 1, He made things very good. It all begins in our relationship to God by starting with a relationship to Jesus Christ. And we find that that's what we need in our own lives and what we need in any other relationship is that relationship with Christ. When that makes us happy, when we're really satisfied with Jesus, we're really satisfied with praising and serving Jesus. That's our life. That's our purpose. That's everything to us, is serving Jesus. And if I don't ever get married, but I serve Jesus and live for Jesus, that makes me happy. That makes me joyful. Well then, if I have a good marriage, that's just icing on the cake, we say. That's just extra blessings. The fact is, if He gives me other friends and other mates, that's great. But we will never find satisfaction, first of all, in a relationship with another person, because people always fail, but God is always faithful. So many times, people, when we get married, fail us. They're not what we think. They don't do what we think they should have done, and we fail because we get married thinking, I'm going to do this and make that person happy, and then we find out that we fail because we start thinking about ourselves. The first thing then that we have to realize that God alone provides joy, wisdom, strength. And if we get close to Him and our real joy and wisdom and strength is in Him, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.